Good Monday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of 11 as always, and I know we had a few interruptions, albeit I wouldn't call it interruptions really. I'm just, we had a collabo, that's how I'm going to put it, how I, wanted to put it. We had a collabo with the, with the Windhoek Magistrate Court as we kept switching to the live stream of the magistrate court here in Windhoek, and that was because of the then ongoing. It was put on hold last week. So for those of us that have been following it, came to learn that we are only going to be hearing back from those guys from on the 1st and the 4th of August. That's next month, and I mean both. Not next week. That's this Friday and next week Monday. That's the 4th. But however, the judge also pointed out that I think that is somewhat of that something that the parties in dispute brought up, and that's the agreement between the state and the representatives of the accused or applicants in terms of bail, that agreed that because they were engaged in several other issues in different courts, they're both busy. They have to keep, for this week, they have to attend to some of their clients on some other matters and will only come back to the NAMCO accused bail applications this week, Friday. So that means from today until Thursday, it's just you and me. As usual. Now, today I've come to learn that I think I've spent a large part of my life, at least the the comedy part of my life, making fun of politicians. So I decided, how about you just reserve today to just make fun of people in general. And by fun, I mean cooking. There's a reason why my poster has that disclaimer at the bottom, that this is a comedy show. If you take any of it to heart and you end up with an explode, with your ventricles or your, with your ventricles and any part of your heart's exploding, that's not on Eagle FM or me. That's just on your stupidity, on failing to recognize what is humor and what is serious. Now that we have that out of the way, let me just start by agreeing with the legendary American comedian, that's George Carlin, on people. You see, George Carlin had a very interesting point of view on people, that people are actually wonderful in small groups, but then something interesting happens when the group becomes bigger. And what he observed and then concluded was that the larger the group become, the stupider the people also become. And that I find that very interesting. And then I spend the whole weekend trying to sort of like wrap my mind around that point. And I'll tell you what, he had a point. Because I have a list of, I made a list, unlike Donald Trump, who had a list of Jeffrey Epstein's pedophiles back then, and when he was running for office, and then conveniently lost it after winning the presidency. Interesting enough. Now, the thing is, unlike Donald Trump, I have a list. And I'm gonna share what I compiled, in my agreement with George Carlin's point of view on people. Now, you have to understand that the foundation we're working on here is that, people in small groups, the smaller the groups, just down to individual, people are very smart. The problem becomes when they start forming groups and those group becomes bigger. That's when they become dumber and dumber, the bigger the group becomes. Which is very counterintuitive, come to think of it. Now, you'd think that, the more the merrier, as they say, the bigger the group, the more the brains, and therefore the more the thinking power, or the more the humanity. Not really. Actually, when it comes to people, it's the other way around. I know. Something fascinating. You'd think that the more educated the person is, the smarter they become. The more education they acquire, most people, the more education they acquire, the dumber they become. I know it's very confusing, which is why I started early so that just around the same time, so that I can just spend as much time as possible to go through it. Let me give you an example. The biggest earth-moving truck we have on the planet can only carry about 400 tons. You know, we have PhDs in science, and the biggest truck we have on this planet can only carry about 400, give or take, just be conservative, 500 tons. Now there are blocks of stones at the Baalbek. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Now in Lebanon. Now these blocks of stone have been lifted, I think, about 5 or 10 meters above ground, and guess how much they weigh? About 900 tons. To this day, not single scientist will explain to you just how the heck did people that did not have PhDs lift up a 900 tons block of stone more than 5 meters from the ground. The question is how? Because to this day, with our technological advancement and all the technology, we can't lift those blocks of stones. With all our technology and AI and stuff and earth moving, we can't. We can't lift it, let alone moving it more than 30 kilometers from the quarry where it was, where it was carried. We can't. So that proves my first point. The more educated a human being is, the dumber they become. Now, my favorite is, don't get me wrong, One of the reasons why I subscribe to the theory of, subscribe to creation is I've not been provided with an alternative. And that's, don't get me wrong, evolution guys. I really admire the theory of evolution, because every time that I look at how the human body works and how everything is coordinated and explaining that, it evolved over a million of years. I'm just sitting there going like, that's kind of makes sense. Until we get to the beginning, then you start that. So how did it all come together? Well, the thing is, there was once an explosion. I'm like, okay, now you're losing me here. So let me get this straight. So there was just a random explosion, and then life started, and then we evolved in some of the most sophisticated pieces of living organism on the planet. It all started with a boom, and then voila, there we were. That's like telling me that the NHE is the shack dwellers have come up with this genius way of building houses. Now, what they're going to do is, they will take a bunch of lumber, windows, and everything piled up with bricks. They put C4 at the bottom, press the remote, and dynamite. And then the goal is to explode a well-furnished house into existence. That's the point. This is me. That's the point I kind of have with evolution. Now, the explosion kind of just throws me off course. Because every time that I admire some of the best pieces of engineering, human engineering, from Toyota to Volkswagen, the Germans like to point out, don't think that deep. You're going to get into trouble with credit. Mercedes-Benz is one car maker that I think they were the first, if not the only one, that still have the philosophy of one man, one engine philosophy. Yeah, one engine, one man philosophy. Where especially the AMG variant. Now, what they do is, if you open, pop up the hood and look at the top of the engine, you'll find some fancy signature. Now, that signature is said to be the signature of the master engine builder with decades years of skills of building the AMG engine, piece by piece assembled by hand. It's a wonderful philosophy. So you are looking at someone who is very skilled at their job, who put that engine that's giving you the, you know, that's giving you that, the ego to drive like you're on the road. Now, what I fail to understand is, why haven't we adopted that piece of, of building? Like, you know, just instead of wasting your time to put all those tiny pieces together to build that engine, how about we just take those pieces, you know, after assembling them, you put them up as a pile, then, you just pile them up, put C4 dynamite at the bottom, press a remote so that the whole thing can explode into a fully functioning engine. Now, evolution guys, until you fix the explosion part, I'm not buying it. So here's the George Carlin's point of view. George Carlin's point of view is a very interesting one on, on people. That, the problem with people, is, the larger the group they congregate in, the dumber the decisions they make. Let me give you an example. Second World War. Adolf Hitler garnered the largest, if not one of the largest majorities in the history of leadership. You wanna guess what they thought was a brilliant idea? They sat there and thought that you can actually eliminate an entire race of people. Newsflash, and it's been proven, at least by him, for the most part, you can't. And here's one thing I find ironic now. The very same people that survived, disaster, man-made disaster like that, a bunch of them, not the broke ones, you leave those ones out of this. Those ones that are, rich and drunk on power, they just decided to hop on boats, went to Palestine and thought, we are going to pull this off. It didn't work on us. I think we can pull it off. At this point, I'm going, wow, people, we can really be stupid. We have PhDs, don't forget that. We have PhDs, but still dumb. Now, which is, again, totally agree with George Carlin. Well, what did George Carlin say? Well, I'll let him say, point that out, and then I'll come back to my list over why I totally agree with him over the stupidity of mankind. We are very brilliant when we are somewhere, alone, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 people. But the thing is, what George Carlin seems to point out is that, human beings' ability to make sound decisions decline with the increase in number of the group. So, in other words, our stupidity is directly proportional to the number of people that join the group. I'll explain. We'll start with the Garden of Eden, of course. That's where one man was created and everything was fine. Until God was like, you know what? Let me add a helper. Oh boy, was he wrong. And well, a helper, yeah. Well, she helped get us into trouble. That's for sure. Women are so murdering me on this one. But George Carlin, then we can come back to women. And then we can come back to men, women. Oh, I'm doing all of one. I'm doing all of you here. On my comedy shows, I do everyone. I do fat, short, rich, poor, tall, straight, gay. I do all of you. But in the bedroom, that's just strictly women. It's a preference. Now, moving on. George Carlin, what do you think about human beings? What is your philosophy? He was in his, he was in his 80s at this point. He didn't, was more than half a century years old at this point. So, George Carlin, what are your thoughts on people? This is not, now you have to understand, this is not black people or white people or short people or fat people or, or straight people or gay people or women or men. Oh, men, oh, Jews, Muslim, white, Chinese, Japanese. Nah, none of that. This is just people in general. We all have that problem. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, George Carlin.
urge to not care. That's what happened in that 92 show. That's why I could say the planet is fine, the people are... Because the planet will outlast us. It will be here, and it will be fine. I care what happens. It just gives you a broader perspective for the art, for the words to emerge, to not care. That's what happened in that 92 show. That's why I could say the planet is fine, the people are... Because the planet will outlast us. It will be here, and it will be fine.
Has the subject matter changed?
Well, I you know, you're still stuck with what...
The people are... I know. That's just, you know, George Carlin doing what he does best. You see, it's not the planet. The planet is perfectly fine. The planet will be fine for a million years more to come. The people, on the other hand, people are just yikesy. But before we continue, commercial break. Make I come back. No. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. I sort of almost missed something important.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah, this is what I almost missed, and it's very important.
To tell you the truth, as a writer, it gives you an emotional separation from the outcome. A lot of comedians I hear, when they complain about stuff, they seem to imply that everything could be all right if we just do this or just do that. I don't care. It's never going to work. If you think there's a solution, you're part of the problem. That's what I believe. So, I guess it's true. They know.
How's that bumper sticker selling?
Yeah, it should. But I root ultimately for the big comet or the big asteroid to come here and get things right. Because what happened is we would never have emerged from the ferret stage. The mammals wouldn't have arisen if it weren't. Artistically, tell you the truth, as a writer, I needed it.
I hear that. I'll do it, yeah.
I found that, artistically, tell you the truth, as a writer, it gives you an emotional separation from the outcome. A lot of comedians I hear got a divorce. And I needed it.
I hear that. I'll do it, yeah.
I found that, artistically, tell you the truth, as a writer, it gives you an emotional separation from the outcome. A lot of comedians I hear, when they complain about stuff, they seem to imply that everything could be all right if we just do this or just do that. I don't care. It's never going to work. If you think there's a solution, you're part of the problem. That's what I believe. So, I guess it's true. They know.
How's that bumper sticker selling?
Yeah, it should. But I root ultimately for the big comet or the big asteroid to come here and get things right. Because what happened is we would never have emerged from the ferret stage. The mammals wouldn't have arisen if it weren't for that comet that wiped out the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs killed them, yeah.
The second comet is due to get things back in balance. And what I want for it to do as a poetic touch, I want for it to come through the hole in the ozone layer. Wouldn't that be nice? And I want it to happen east of me so I can watch it on CNN for about 18 hours before the dust cloud reaches my house. It's just the way I am.
So would you...
That's him just, pointing out his wish for humanity. Now, let's get to the juicy part.
You say that you hate people? I mean, is that a fair thing to say?
No. Individually, I love them. Every person I meet, I sort of like... And I'm not trying to be corny here, but I see the universe in them. You can see a part of... everything and everyone, and they're just wonderful to look in their eyes. But when they start to group, when they get into clots, when there's, for instance, groups even as small as two. Here's a good example.
So the two of us,
not as good as each of you separate.
Right, all right.
What happens is they begin to surrender the beauty of the individual for the sake of the group. Even like a guy, like, you know how if there's a bunch of guys hang around together in high school or college and then one of them gets married, he changes. He's not, he's in a group. And the wife will say, Well, you know, he's just wonderful with the kids at home, but when he's with those morons at the bar, he's different. Mm-hmm. And the guys will say, hey, you were such a good guy, but when he's with Linda, man, the guy's, you know, just a...
Yeah, I totally agree with the man. I'm telling you, after I came across that, I sort of have a different perspective on life now. Now I understand, now I understand religion better. I understand politics better. I understand. Speaking of which, may I explain something to you? Can't explain why I don't have a poster, but okay. Now, where was I? The dating app, Tinder, for those of you that go for online type of dating, I'm not risking it. I'm more one of those people that are very paranoid when it comes to online relationships because the last thing I want is to take someone home and then try for 3 years to have a child and we are not having a child only to be told, well, honey, we've been married for 3 years now. We've been doing it for at least, 5 seconds every night. But, there's something I haven't told you. Before I became Josephine. I think the problem why we're not having a child is, before I became Josephine, I was born Joseph. One more time. Yeah, I knew, I thought that, if I just told you that earlier on, you could have left me. You're right! Now I'm gonna have to kick your behind. Yeah. Now, anyway, look. The thing is, no pun intended. Now, anyway, that's me. That's the reason why I don't do online. And also, there's a lot of filters and a lot of makeup out there. That, people that, look like Fiona are now looking like Cinderella until it gets dark when they, rub all the makeup off or on the pillow, then wake up the next day, you go to bed with Beyonce and then wake up with Fiona, after dark. It's, if you've seen Shrek, you understand that part. If you don't, go back to, find out what happens to Fiona when the sun goes down, from Shrek. You're welcome. So here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, that's me. That's the reason why I just, this whole online thing is just not me. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's going to change someday, but until then, I don't know. And if I meet someone online, our first date will be at the swimming pool. We are swimming. If you start saying, I don't want to ruin my makeup. Yeah, date over. Bye. See ya. Never. See ya. Never, I meant. So, where are we? Tinder, the dating app, have been reportedly making plans of adding on a height filter to their, a height filter to their, app so that, paid users, that's what it says. It doesn't say men or women, although we know that a lot of, women are going to use that, a lot of women are going to use that filter a lot. In the very same way that if you added on a weight filter, a lot of men will use that one. It's not rocket science. If you add on, an income filter, a lot of women would use that one. And if you add on a weight filter, again, men will use that. Now, if you add on a can she cook filter, men are going to use that one a lot. So it's basically, different, we both want different things from a relationship, which is nuts. Interesting is what I meant. Sorry. Interesting. So, what I meant was, Tinder is planning on implementing a height filter. So that makes me go like, that makes sense. Why I don't use Tinder. But here's the thing though. This is part of that damn part we just spoke about. Forget your hype. Make money. And none of these people that will be using that filter would care how tall you are if you have money. But because they are on a, but you know, because they have congregated on an app, they are now making dumb things like that. You think you're ugly? No, you're broke. Money will make you handsome. If you're fat, money will make you thin and sexy. If you're short, money will make you tall and tall, dark and handsome. If you're white, tall, blonde and handsome. Blue eyes, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you are, how to put this? If you are fat, money will make you slim and sexy. If you are short, money will make you tall. Why do you think I keep grinding here every morning? Because I want to make money. Because I know that, I know that people are only worried about my height. Now, they're like, no, I mean, I can't go out with that guy. He's just too short. And I mean, he also, his jokes are not that funny. You're dumb. You don't understand my jokes. I know. But I'll just give, you know, I'll just have, you know, I make intelligent jokes. So, if you, you know, I've run into people who go like, well, what does that mean? Like, you know what? You know one thing about jokes? If I explain it, it wouldn't be a joke. It's, jokes are very satisfying when I drop breadcrumbs and then you assemble it into a full loaf of bread and then go like, ah, ha, ha, so that was, that's really funny. That's where jokes make sense. But if I have to explain every single sentence, then, I know that, first of all, I'm talking to a damn idiot, so, bye-bye. So, here's the thing. A bunch of people have come together in a group and thought that the best way to meet the love of your life, who will sweep you off your feet, the most romantic man or woman, is to be picky. Really? I don't know. I'm just saying, I sort of like agreed more with George Carlin when I came to this. Has anyone of you seen this balloon popping things where someone, you know, either a bunch of guys will line up or a bunch of women will line up, and then different people will be walking in one by one, and then if you see what is quote unquote red flags or something that you know that gives you the icky, whatever the heck that means, then you can pop your balloon to show that you are not interested in the person that just walked in the room. Whoever came up with that contest just proved George Carlin's point. Put people in a group, they become dumber and dumber, because anyone that have seen these balloon popping things have just learned what excuses are being given there. I swear, one woman said, asked one guy where his mom was. And was like, yeah, she's at home. The reason why she popped a balloon is the mom showed up on a date balloon popping contest. The guy showed up at a balloon popping contest without his mom. What? So he was supposed to come his mom, so that you can weigh him and his mom on your ridiculously immeasurable scale on whether or not they fit your ideal type of a guy. Oh, yeah. You know, when I came across that video, I couldn't help but think, you know what? You know this green hydrogen oil? Forget that. Forget all that crap. Guys, invest in kids. Cats are going to be a booming business 10, 20 years from now, because a bunch of people are going to be all wrinkly and single. And then they will, you know, that's when they will start getting cats now. They're going to be getting a lot of cats. Because if you look at just how picky people are today when it comes to intimate relationships, you can see the singleness epidemic that will happen to this planet 10, 20 years from now. And that's why I'm saying, forget green hydrogen, forget gold, forget diamonds, forget oil and gas. Invest in cats. That's the business of the, forget AI, artificial, forget all that crap. Invest in cats. That's where the real future of the economy is. You're welcome. What will you people do without me? I'm even sitting here giving you business ideas. So, forget oil and gas. Forget James Meupen green hydrogen. Invest in kits. Kits. That's the real business. Agro-processing, processing plant in every constituency. Forget that. Invest in kits. Because a lot of people are going to be so single. And the thing is, you know why this is very easy to say? It's because it's happening in developed countries. People in their 50s, actually retired, people in their 60s and 70s are flying to developing countries to get laid. Why do you think the Gambia and Thailand are so very good tourist destinations? It's because people in their 70s, 60s and 70s after retirement, they are realizing, oh, hang on a second. I don't have a six-pack anymore. Hang on a second. I'm not that beautiful anymore. Oh, my God, what should I do? Now you have, I'm not complaining because I have a lot of brothers out there that I respect that are using that as a, you know, get a green card, free, you know, get a green card, free card. Just go out there, you know, meet someone who is about to kick the bucket, marry them, you know, get that citizenship, you know, in the UK, and then, you know, yikesy, but just endure it for a couple of years. You know, sooner or later they kick the bucket, then you can just, you know, worst case scenario, they don't put you on their wheel. Best case scenario, they leave everything in your, you know, in your name, and then the family members wants to kill you. Which, if they are successful, they will. Man, this planet is savage. But anyway, where was I? Oh no, I was giving a business idea. Forget oil and gas. Forget all that. No, just invest in kids. Kids is going to be a thriving business in the future because of a loneliness epidemic. We can already see this happening in the developed countries. And looking at the economic projections that we would like to make as a country, it's safe to say that when it comes to loneliness, we are headed that way. Did you know, was that South Korea or Japan that had, that temporarily, during the pandemic, during the COVID-19 pandemic, that had to establish a whole ministry called the Ministry of Loneliness. Because during the lockdown, a lot of people only used to interact with people when they are going to work. Every time they came home to this wonderful house and a bunch of staff with no one to, you know, with no one to annoy them. That's what the relationships are for. If you are only expecting romance in a relationship, you are looking at it the wrong way. Relationships are, you know, I think that's what makes relationships, fun. You know, the fact that, I annoy you by leaving the toilet seat up and you annoy me by asking me, who is F&B and why are they sending you money? Honey, it's month end. I got paid. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Sorry. If a girl asks me that question, who is F&B and why are they sending you money? My response will be, well, it's not mine. No, it's not mine. Well, here's the thing. The reason why they just send me that is because, you know, it's part of my job. I have to, you know, send it to potential clients, you know, I'm their broker. You blondie. Now, that's the beauty of relationships. Annoying the heck out of each other and then making up after that in a way that I can't say here because, well, Karen would be like, all right, that's it. Line crossed. And, month end is a Thursday, so nope. 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah, yay! It's Thursday. For some reason, it's looking, you know, it's taking forever. And the 30th, it's International Day of Friendship. What? Last week was World Class Day. Celebrate a game of kings. Oh yeah. International Day of Friendship is coming on the 30th. Who's coming up with this nonsense? International Day of Friends. Celebrate young voices. International Youth Day, August 12th, World Humanitarian Day. Waste of time. So here now, the following is my list. The reason why I totally agree with George Carlin when he pointed out that people are smart in small groups, and even smarter when they are alone. But the larger the group they congregate in, the dumber they become. Let's go back to 6,000 years ago or million years ago. I don't care. Now, Adam, in the Garden of Eden, God created the garden. This is, if you are not a Christian, just play along. God created the garden and everything was perfecto. And then Adam was there naming animals left, right, and center. And homeboy just nailed the name of each and every animal. I mean, there's not a name of any animal that we cannot dispute. That we can dispute. We can't. Because the names were just spot on. I'm telling you, when Adam said donkey, the name goes hand in hand with the animal he was talking about. And when Adam said chicken, not kakuhuena, but kakuhuena, the free mind guy. No, this is chicken, the bird. You can just see that chicken. And then the word chicken and the bird, just the name and the animal have this, synchronization of some sort going on. Which is why when you say, every time that anyone that goes to Free Your Mind and run into a chicken that speaks Oshwambo, then everyone is like, oh, why chicken? Now he has to explain every now and then. Poor guy. Now, moving on. What do you have? Take elephant, for example. The name is perfecto, spot on. Hippopotamus. Or hippo, for short, because popotamus, sounds more like a song than a name. But all these names are spot on. And then Adam just went on to describe each and every word. Yeah. And then, Adam also named idiots. I'm telling you, the word idiot and idiots just, well, goes hand in hand. And just think about words like politicians, for example. I'm telling you, politician. The word itself sounds like a lie. Oh, yeah, yeah. Lawyers are the ones that are smart. So we just figured, I think in the beginning it was liars. Then we're like, that's a little too obvious. So let's just, let's do some spelling modification here so that it's a lawyer. Huh. Then we nailed it. So everything was perfect in the Garden of Eden. And then God was like, okay, I don't think everything is going well here. I'll just make him someone to help him in this garden. Well, a helpmeet was made. Oh, she was beautiful. Because Genesis 2:27, somewhere there. 22:27, somewhere there. That's when, one of those, Christian's favorite, crushing line. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, for she's made out of a man. Don't tell feminists that they are gonna go bananas on you. And then, well, on Sunday, they're still going to church. I still don't understand these guys. But anyway. Eve was created. Put in the garden. Now there was not just one person in the garden. There were two. Oh boy, did things go south. Eve decided to go on an exploration journey and then ended us into trouble. And today we are.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration. and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
And welcome back, 16 past the hour of 10, and we are still going on over, about the stupidity of the human species. Like I pointed out earlier, everyone keeps making fun of politicians and, you know, pointing out the flaws in the flaws of politicians. But again, like George Carlin asked this question again. Every time that we look at politicians and call them all kinds of, you know, all kinds of terrible names or funny names, here's one reality we should start facing. Where did the politicians come from? From our society. In other words, when it comes to leadership, guys, let's admit it, that's the best we can do. When it comes to running the planet, Donald Trump and Zelensky is the best we can do. Well, it's the best Ukrainians and Americans can do. And I don't want to use the examples here because I don't have bodyguards. Because I can just mention a few names that will just make a lot of people want to chase me around with a Land Cruiser. Like they did with IPC, with the IPC crowd somewhere in the north. When I look at that, I just can't help but, when I came across that, I just couldn't help but ask myself one question though. Some of you, your dedication to politics is on a whole another level. Because I don't think I have that level of commitment when it comes to politics. I don't think I have the level of commitment that will make me fuel up my car in this economy with the purpose of driving it into a crowd of opposition party followers. Really? Why? You know what's my favorite part? The person that did that was not 10 years old. Was an adult. They say with age comes wisdom. Well, that homeboy sort of like proved that statement that sometimes it can be wrong. Because, well, you will find someone with gray hair and, well, still dumber than a kindergarten kid. Actually, a kid is not dumb. They're just a kid. They're still developing. And it's been proven, actually, in a lot of way that some kids, even in their development stage, they're smarter than most adults, which is painful. Because these adults have driver's license. That means we are sharing roads with them on a daily basis. These adults have voter's cards. That means they are participating in one of the most dangerous, social interactions or political interactions. Or political activities in the history of mankind. It's about running the planet. People that can do 2 + 2 have voter's cards. Before you get into an argument in the road with someone, you have to understand that, people that can do, you are sharing this road. You are sharing this road with people that believe that, food being cooked at the village is unhealthy, and food loaded with a bunch of chemicals with names they can't pronounce is healthy. There are people like that on this planet. And they have driver's licenses and they have voter cards. Rest in peace, democracy. Point of correction. Rest in pieces, democracy. Yeah, that sounds more like it. Now, everything was in order in the Garden of Eden until the number of people in the garden increased. Then everything went south. Sir, George Carlin, proven right. Number two, you notice that the early days of Christianity, there was Jesus. There he was. Everything was excellent with the faith. And then he was joined by 1, 2, 3, 4 people, and things started to go downhill. And then guess what happened next? Judas joins. Ouch. That didn't end well. Because it ended up with our Lord and Savior on the cross. Because, well, the number just kept increasing. And then things were not that bad at this point. Things were not that bad. But as the faith spread and the number of believers multiplied, things started to go the very, well, a bunch of stupid directions. Because now you have people that believe that, in the very same faith, by the way, you have people that believe that, them having a sticker of their pastor on their car is going to protect them from a guy that waged war in heaven with the guy that created the pastor who gave them the sticker. Huh? So let me get the math here. A guy with bodyguards gave you a sticker of their picture and some oil. Now, the idea is, while he's being protected by bodyguards, the sticker of his picture, not him, no, a sticker of his picture is going to protect you from the guy, not only the people that are, you know, deranged and just running around trigger happy, left, right, and center, no. That sticker is going to protect you from the guy, from a guy that was so bold. According to Revelation chapter 12, he started war with the guy that created the planet. Again, that to me sounds as ridiculous as the explosion I explained earlier in the evolution example. The myth is just not mythy. But you know what's my favorite part? Religious guys and evolution guys will be on each other's necks. Like, this is all the way up, uneducated to educated alike. One of the most interesting debate that I like to watch over and over again is between Richard Dawkins, an atheist, and who is this guy? John Lennox. He's a believer. He's a Christian, and these guys have been engaged in what they call high level debate on whether or not what's true between evolution and religion. And Richard Dawkins there is going, this is excellent. Evolution is the only way. And John Lennox is going, religion is the only way. What I see is just two dumb idiots. None of them know the absolute truth, but they are speaking that truth like they are 100% correct. The truth is, none of us know, we don't know crap. Let's face it. Whether you believe, from religion to, from religion to evolution, let's face it. We only have bits and pieces of information. We don't have the whole picture. But the ego with which we project our voice every time that we want to say something that we believe in just makes me go like, you're 100% sure. And they will all tell you that. Richard Dawkins will go, I am 100% sure the Big Bang Theory, evolution, everything, that's the truth. And the religion is wrong. I'm like, really, homie? Nah. Not buying that. But you, look, that's me. That's me. But still on the, now, where are we? Something that started with one man, and then signs of trouble started showing up on the and the on the 12th disciple, and then the word spread, and the more the wider the word spread, the more people joined, and the more dumb things we began to observe happening, because somewhere out there. You have now Catholics gather around. Here's one thing I don't understand about you guys. I totally understand the whole celibacy thing. Like, I'm never getting married. I'm just here to serve my God. For some reason, you still eat food and drink water. That part I still don't understand. So when you're thirsty, you drink water. When you're hungry, eat food. But for some reason, when you feel like getting laid, you're just like, no, this is a devil. You do you. I'm just going to go hunting every time that happens. Because, well, if I'm hungry, I'm going to go to the fridge. If I'm thirsty, I'm going to go to the tap. And if I feel, my God, thank God for Karen, because you people would, I'd really blow up your eardrums right now. But anyway, the Thursday is month end. So that's not how I lose my money. The more people joined, the more ridiculous things became, because you have people that are saying, you know what, I'm going to live the rest of my life without getting laid, but I will be surrounded by virgins. Like I always like to point out, that's like going fasting in KFC. I'm a priest. I swear never to get laid, but, each and every single day, I'll be surrounded by nuns. Who also swear never to get laid. Now, the beauty of this is that, we both have the hard ways to get laid, but we'll just pray our way out every time we feel like it. And well, guess what happens? Child molestation. Seriously, dude? That's the best you can do? Women, no. Adults, no. Kids, yeah. Are you listening to yourself? You are very strong with your faith that you would not have sex with a woman. Or a man, according to your preference. But children are a fair game. Now you understand why I totally agree with George Carlin. Everything was fine when there were just 12 disciples. Worst case scenario, the founder of the faith got nailed to the cross. I know. And And then the word spread, and then we just had some of the most ridiculous things coming out of, coming out of the Christian faith, And, wasn't that last year in Kenya when a priest stood trial? I don't know how far that case is going, because he convinced a bunch of fully grown men with driver's licenses and voter cards to starve themselves to death to meet Jesus. And they did it. He didn't force them. He just convinced them that, you know what? Just stop eating until you die. Look, you can't be that stupid. But hey, it turns out, when you gather a group big enough, you can convince them to do anything and they will do it. The problem is convincing one person how to do something. That's a problem. That explains why I've been terrible at picking up women. Because, well, I think I should try picking up more than 5. Yeah, I'm not that good anyway. 5 seconds into the game, I will, already start snoring. They are most likely going to gang up and smother me with a pillow in the middle of a sleep because of wasting their cologne preparing to come and meet me. So, that's not how I die. So, I'm gonna stick to one on this one. Yeah, just one. Plus, 5, 5 of them is, annoying times 5. So, I already have heart issues. So, taking that risk. So, that's one. That's just one. Religion. Now, let's get to feminism. Feminist, you guys started off from a very excellent ground. Because believe it or not, for a very long time, especially in the Western world, not here, not in Africa, of course, because we had kings and queens. We had, we had queens that were leading armies. And they were winning battles. Then you have a bunch of Westerners coming and tell us, well, you don't have gender equality. Name one female pope you guys had. None. Name one, just one female president you guys had. This for the Americans. No, we don't. So you really can't lecture us on this one. Because we've been doing these things for a very long time. Until you guys catch up, you can't educate us on this. Sorry. But for some reason, because they have the biggest checks and the fancy financial signatures, bunch of African leaders are like, we are just not doing enough. Are you kidding me? We are doing way better. Way better. So, in the Beningini, women could not study courses like engineering and law and medicine because it was believed that they were not developed enough, courtesy of evolution, not developed, mixed with, with misogynistic, with a high level, with a military grade, racism and misogyny. But you are just not, you are only made for simple things like, like the kitchen and taking care of kids. This police work, this engineering work, this architecture and all these lines of work is just so too sophisticated for you. There are a bunch of white people that believe that. Way into the 1930s, by the way. There are a bunch of people that believe that. So, women, I will give you credit on this one. You came together and then not you for, the early founders of the feminist movement. They came together and they ganged up and they fought for the rights and then proved the correct statements that have been in existence all throughout mankind. That women can do mathematics. Women can do engineering. And it all made sense until the group became larger and larger, and then you started becoming very ridiculous. Now, then you started saying, now you have a bunch of women running around, sitting on chairs from one podcast to another saying, no, actually, I don't think men need women. I don't think women need men. No, we don't need men. We don't need men at all. Now, let me point out just, the stupidity behind that statement. That person that's saying that is putting on clothes. One of the main ingredients that's used to make most clothes that we wear today and pretty much every plastic. And by the way, most of those ladies that I see talking about that, saying garbage like that, they're holding a bottle of water and they have their, their fancy earring. A bottle of water is made out of a petroleum product. The petroleum industry is dominated by men. They'll be sitting on a chair, under a roof, which was basically a product of construction. The construction industry is dominated by men. That just goes to show just how ridiculous and shallow when it comes to analysis, you are. And here's the thing. There's one thing that, there's one part where I totally agree with Jordan Peterson, that men and women are different. And men and women are the same, all at the same time. Let me explain. Men and women are the same. Yeah, we both have two legs, 32 teeth, two arms, a head, nose, eyes. That way, we are the same. But when it comes to the number of muscles, men have more muscles, biologically, anatomically speaking, than women. In other words, men were built by anatomy. From anatomy, you can tell that men were built for heavy lifting. Men were built for muscling stuff. Women were not built for that. Which is why a lot of you know, intense military divisions on this planet are either solely, you know, run by men or dominated by men. Special forces, for example, their training is just not made for women. There's one woman who is, I think she was, one of those ladies that, that went to the rank of, male dominated ranks in the US military. The training she went through, she came back from there, wanted to have kids and couldn't have any. A doctor explained to her that this is largely what happens when you put a female body under this type of intense exercises. You're killing it. Women anatomically, they are just very complicated, which is why that explains why you guys live longer than we do. They are very complicated, anatomical wise. And I learned that earlier on when I was in high school. Male reproductive system, that's like 3 pages. Plus you don't have, that's because you don't have a lot of hardware to talk about. Just, one sticky thing, 2 roundy thing, you just label, problem solved. And then you come to female reproductive system. It's a whole chapter. So, that way, we're different. Now, the problem is, that means, just hear me out. One of the dumbest questions being asked left, right, and center these days is, are men and women the same? And then you have two camps now. You have those answers that are saying, no, men and women are not the same. They are absolutely not the same. And then you have another camp that's going, oh, men and women are the same. What a man can do, a woman can do better. No, you can't. No, you can't. Why? I can finish bedroom activities in 5 seconds. Can you? Short answer, you can't. Actually, you go to bed angry at me. Now, I can fall asleep in 5 seconds. Can you? No, you can't. Well, that's a very, very short. The thing is, what these idiots in both these camps don't know is that they are both right and wrong at the same time. Let's start with the camp that says men and women are the same. Yes, like I pointed out, we're the same. We both have 32 teeth. We both have a brain that can do math. We both have brains. And by the way, you have men that are terrible at math and you have men that are good at math. Similarly, you have women that are terrible at math and you have men that are good at math. Not rocket science. But intense physical activities, not for women. Let me give you an example. If you take a mechanical classic car, for example, and put it in gravel road at 100 kilometers an hour, and you take a modern car, modern car that's loaded with electronics, and put it in the same gravel road, 100 kilometers an hour, in a long run, you just give it 1 or 2 weeks, the electronic one will start having all kinds of problems. The classic cars, with not a lot of parts, and most of which are mechanical, it's just going to have minor issues. The electronic one is going to have a ton of problems. I look at women as one of those, modern cars, designed with some whole level of comfort in mind. Stress-relieving, warm chair type of, and also stressing every time something breaks down. In other words, when she's happy, you will be the happiest man on the planet in that relationship. When she said, you'll be the most stressed gentleman under the sun, more stressed than Solomon, more stressed. Solomon, I don't know how he handled 1,000 of them, but anyway. So, all men are the same, all men are the same, is another ridiculous statement. All men are the same, really? All men are the same. You know why I'm saying that's ridiculous? Because the very same women that say all men are the same are the ones that, just after that statement, ask them, what's your ideal man? That's when they start going with garbage like, well, I want him this tall, I want him this muscular, I want him to do this. Well, I thought you just said all men are the same. Well, why don't you just go out there and then pick one and then because they're all the same anyway. So, on one side of your mouth, you are saying all men are the same. And then on the other side, you are saying, well, All men are not the same because my kind is this one. This tall, this type, they have this and they have this muscle mass, you know. Really? Again, if all men are the same, why do we have to get to know each other, by the way? Because, well, we're all the same. And you know all men are the same. Just go out there and pick one. Randomly. And you should be fine. The reason why you have, a list of things that you want from a man is because all men are not the same. You're welcome. This is my wisdom. No go kill me. Now, moving on. Feminism. Feminism made sense then. Now it's a dumb idea. Let me also give you another example. Why I'm saying that. Feminism made brilliant idea because the goal was, back then, as a woman, you were most likely just confined to the kitchen. That's the, you know, that's just for the rest of your life. So very strong women back then, very strong and independent women that existed back then. Today, most of you are just full of ego. They were strong and independent women back then. So what they did was they fought for women's right to make their decision on whether or not they want to get married and stay at home or go out there, get a career and make something out of their life. So the goal was to give women a choice. Modern feminists are dictating women's choices. Basically the same thing that men have been doing for a couple of hundred years, just being done to them by women. Sort of like, you know, African politicians. You know how they liberated us from a bunch of Europeans only to, you know, colonize us themselves by stealing all the resources for them and their families? Yeah. Well, the feminism have basically done the same thing. Modern feminists will look at a woman that choose to stay at home and criticize her for making the decision to stay at home. Hang on a second. I thought the reason why you guys formed the movement was to allow women to make their own decision. So back then, men were making the decision for those women. Now it's just women dictating the decisions for other women. And, well, you are strong. You are strong. You can just do this on your own. You don't need a man. That's the support you should be given to those ones that want to go, you know, that are career oriented. But just in the same way, support those ones that make the decision on their own to be at home, get married and have kids. But you know what's happening in modern day feminism? Women that are staying at home and getting married and having kids are being criticized for staying at home, for making the decision on their own, for making the decision to stay at home and have kids. They are being criticized. What? Really? Why? I thought the whole idea was independence, to allow you each other to make decisions. LGBTQ, you are up next. You guys did not escape that. In the beginning, things made sense. Let's fight for the rights of LGBTQ people, of gay people, basically. And that made sense. That really made sense, believe me, at least to me. Until you all started identifying as mangoes and cattle and sheep, that's when everything went through the window. Until you started, you know, spewing some garbage like, you know what? You can just identify as a chair and you'll be fine. No, you're not fine. You're nuts. What chair? Well, when I sit on you, I'm never sitting on you, that's for sure. Because, you know, a prison thought comes in my head, so I'm jumping really fast. So you can identify as a chair and then expect us to just go along. Well, it is right to identify as a chair. You can't make fun of him. Are you kidding me? He identifies as a chair. So at this point, what you need is not validation. What you need is a mental institution. You're welcome. Let's take a commercial break, and on the other side, we talk about the villager. Now I'm done with my violence. I'm so proud of me.
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabu hili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari ileko derewa vera etatu natu bali o etatu atatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter.
Get social with us on a Twitter. Violence time is done. Yeah, we still have 13 minutes. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. We still have 13 minutes. Well, global business travel cost to stabilize through 2026. Not with Donald Trump's tariffs. When all you have is a hammer, you think everything is a nail. Now, some of this, don't understand politics. This is what happened in the West. Trump was like, I'm giving the Russian president 50 days to stop the war in Ukraine. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's make that makes sense. You know what's going on in Ukraine should not go on, but not by any shot. I mean, how dare he do that? Let's just stop all this war, right? Putin, you have 50 days now. Mr. Trump, how many days does Benjamin Netanyahu have to stop what's going on in Gaza? Nothing. At this point, I'm going. Okay. So, there are laws for you. International law only applies to some, but not to others. At this point, I'm just looking at African leaders and going, you guys know what is, you guys know what's going on here, right? In the world of geopolitics, international law is just on paper. And that's just my conclusion. And, guys, you have no idea how much I grew up in a refugee camp. I got the brilliant, the foundation of my education was laid and funded, was laid and funded by the UN. So, and the government of Botswana. So, international organizations make a lot of sense. When it comes to humanitarian, every time they come through, they really do come through. I went through that. I'm a walking, talking example. But when it comes to where interests are involved, that's when international law goes out through the window. That's when muscles matter the most. I'll give you two examples. This, I think, I think this is something that, I think this is something that the, African leaders are yet to learn. China went through 100 years of humiliation. All the Chinese, all the Qin dynasty did was, they told the British and the French, your opium is causing a lot of addiction to my people, and therefore it's not very good for my people. So find another product to trade, please. The Chinese, being the Chinese, they just wanted to do diplomacy. And the West, being the West, decided to go in God's blazing. And they forced them to sign a bunch of trade agreements, which later ended up with China losing Hong Kong. That's how it happened. What happened? China woke up to the realization that in the world of geopolitics, negotiating is not enough. You need an army. You need an army. Now you understand every time that you look at the African continent, you see that Africa is dominated by a bunch of foreign military bases, because I believe the goal is to make sure that Africa does not have an established military to back up its negotiations. Take the ICC and the most part of the UN, for example. They're very good at negotiating, but every decision ends up being thrown under the bridge because they don't have the military power to back it up with. And then, what's the next example that just goes to show that in the world of geopolitics, military is might? Iran is another example. Iran got in several negotiations and they got in several peace agreements. They signed a bunch of treaties with the West, but Israel just kept bombing them. Why? Because Iran does not have the military might of the West. Now, what do you think Iran is going to do in the next 10 to 20 years? Iran is definitely building a nuclear weapon now. And by the way, before you start saying, the Middle East is, this whole thing is just Islam. No, this has nothing to do with Islam. This has nothing to do with Islam. This is the same thing that you see with Christianity as a religion. In the very same way that you see a bunch of politicians in the U.S., a bunch of politicians in the U.S. going like, we have to support Israel because the Bible says so. No, it doesn't. And look, even if it did say support Israel in this chapter and this chapter, any religion that justifies bombing children, count me out. I don't care how strong your God is. If your God is justifying bombing children, at this point I have a lot of, I'm going to ask a lot of questions like, one, just how godly is this God? Because now you have to understand that in a war zone, all is fair game. All is fair game. Let me draw for you a very gory picture. A series of investigations has been launched both in Israel and the U.S. And they seem to indicate that a bunch of pedophiles that get arrested in the U.S., as soon as they get released, they go to Israel. That's where they run to. Because a bunch of them have dual citizens. So that's a war zone. What do you think these pedophiles are doing there? Now, you know that you are society's West of the West when even a government that's committing a genocide is investigating you. That's when I was like, okay, you have got to be at the bottom of humanity's cesspool for the current Israeli administration to investigate you, because even if they were like, you know what, there is a line we are not going to cross. That's one of them. So, tariffs are going to go nuts. And a lot of agreements are going to be signed. And a lot of conferences are going to be held. A lot of stakeholder engagements are going to be held. A lot of agreements, a lot of pictures are going to be taken. A lot of taxpayers' money are going to be chopped in a form of an all-you-can-eat buffet at the back of every conference. At the end of the day, what's going to matter is the negotiations that you are going to make. Do you have the military power to back them up with? If the answer is no, the decisions that are going to take primary are those ones that are being made by people with military power to back them up with. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. Back in 2003, after a series of failed negotiations and diplomatic signatories, South Korea decided to withdraw to get out of the nuclear non-proliferations. And guess what? 2003, they get out of the nuclear non-proliferations. 2006, North Korea tested their first nuclear weapons. No one have ever threatened North Korea ever since. Now, if you were Iran and you looked at that type of geopolitical precedence that we have set, what would you do? I know if I was the supreme leader of Iran right now, I would be refining uranium more than I would be refining sugar. Because the terrible geopolitical precedence we have set is, anyone that have nuclear weapons is left alone. Take urban areas in Windhoek, for example. At some point, we figured out that if you build a wall fence around your house and put electric fence there and have a bunch of dogs and, barricade yourself in that house with, with burglars on windows and pretty much every entrance and event, you will have some degree of safety. Well, guess what? Everyone started surrounding themselves with that. It's human nature. Every time that we see something that works, we start doing it. At some point in this, in the history of this country, someone had a bar. And people figured out that, you know what, if you have a bar, you can make money. And well, guess what? Now everyone wants to have a bar. Someone, especially in urban areas, decided to have what is commonly known, especially here in Windhoek, as home shop. And people started buying their stuff and they started making a little bit of money. Well, guess what? Now everyone wants to have a home shop. We can move on. Next example. Someone decided at some point in the history of Namibia to build backyard flats as an extra source of income. Well, guess what? Now everyone wants to have a backyard flat. Every time that we see something that works, it's only human to adopt it. Unless it's, for Africans, they are just sticking to, my man is in Switzerland, so this is kind of difficult. And the health infrastructure in my country is so terrible. I can't make I can't make the West angry because, well, every time I have a headache, that's where I go to for paracetamol. What kind of paracetamol is that? And by the way, I have a multi-million-dollar house somewhere there and that. Now, is it Equatorial Guinea? The government of Equatorial Guinea has locked horns in the International Criminal Court or the International Court of Justice. Because the French government decided to sort of like call it a confiscate a mansion, of, is the vice president of the mansion owned by the vice president of Equatorial Guinea, who is also the president's son. Don't ask. The excuse that that's being given is that this house, this mansion, is this mansion is an embassy of Equatorial Guinea. Now, after a short investigation, they found out that, actually, the embassy of Equatorial Guinea in France is a separate building in probably a different location. So, that was just the exploitation of diplomatic loopholes to have an extra comfortable mansion on the side and then labeling it as an as an extension of of the embassy, so that you can just live in luxury. Nice. You know, every time that I look at Africa, I can't help but understand humanity much better. The reason why the wars of liberation struggle were fought was because to liberate the people. Well, you know, the way things ended is very interesting. I think the goal was, I think a bunch of black people, especially a bunch of black people that dominated the liberation struggle movements, they only did that because they were not the ones that were chopping. The white people were chopping. As soon as they got into position and started chopping, they forgot that, well, they actually fought for everyone. They were like, well, as long as I'm chopping, I don't care. So if you ask me, human beings are actually, well, the same irrespective of your skin color. If I had an alien friend, I would just tell them, you may want to stay clear of anything that has two legs. Some of them have one, especially those ones that like war so much. And they just, walked in a war zone. If it's a war of liberation struggle, I will give you credit for losing a part of your body. But if it's one of those war of aggression, I'll be like, why didn't you just die? Dying would be nice. I mean, a leg, that's not enough. Welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut. It's a comedy show. Take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack, I'll just show up at the funeral, and then I'll actually recommend Kapana. I'll just buy mine. I mean, it's the best I can do. You're dead. One more people on the planet without a sense of humor. You know, how do I put this? If you guys without a sense of humor, a point of correction, you guys without a sense of humor, please keep getting angry. You know, because the more of you die sooner, the more we are going to have a large number of people with, you know, that understand jokes, and then the comedy industry will come back again. So, point of correction, you guys keep dying. With that, until tomorrow, same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. For moi, Helmut E. Sofa and Eagle FM, y'all have a blessed day.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba. Where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager. Wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todae njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude tayo loka okone ushendike nawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heari, nola natu heari bali no heari. Ileko berewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.